总理杜鲁多今天在安省举行与联邦预算案相关的记者会时谈及房屋政策，指民众正面临租金和楼价高昂的压力，使国民难以找到一个好地方安定下来。就此，杜鲁多今天强调预算案及加拿大房屋计划中的新措施，包括利用公共土地兴建更多可负担房屋，目标是在2031年在全国建造387万间屋，其中25万间屋是在公共土地上建造，将使每一代人能更公平地拥有房屋。而他也向国民承诺，自由党政府将致力解决这场住房危机。
Canadians need homes they can afford. This is one of the most urgent issues that people are facing. And we made a promise to Canadians that we were going to solve this housing crisis, and using public lands to build more homes is a big part of our plan.
预算案中承诺在十年内投放11亿元，将一半联邦办公大楼改造为房屋，并在加拿大邮政局的地产上建房。政府还同时重新审视并考虑在国防土地上开发房屋及建筑物。出席同一记者会的联邦房屋部长 Sean Fraser 重申，为了让房屋建设变得更便宜，政府可以做的其中一件事就是增加可用土地的数量。
If you actually contribute public land and make it available for home building, you can reduce the cost of home building immediately by removing the input costs of construction. This allows a reduced cost of construction, but importantly, it also allows you to build homes at prices that more people can afford.
而联邦政府在预算案中提出加税计划，将超过25万元的年度资本增值税从现在的 50% 调高至2%，影响国内 0.1% 的富有人士及大公司。预计新政策会在5年内带来超过190亿元的收入。对于有医生要求总理重新考虑加资本增值税一事，警告加税可能破坏我国招募和留住医生的能力，威胁医疗保健系统的稳定性。杜鲁多再次为措施辩护，称这是为了实现公平。
To partner with them and ensure that they can afford homes, that we can restore the idea of fairness for every generation.To ask the wealthiest to pay a little bit more, to bring down the costs of rentals across the GTA, across the country. These are the things that get resolved when we build homes.
他说，要求最富有的人付出更多钱，是为了让各代人，包括年轻人，在这个经济体中取得成功，让年轻人能够上车，使他们对未来充满信心。加拿大中文电台熊熊报道。